Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Policy Committee meeting, June 30th, 2020 at 6 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Millen is absent. Schumacher is absent. And Crawford?
Here.
Thank you.
We don't have any visitors. No one here for public comment. And our new business is to review the tutor policy for the library and make some changes and updates to our policy. And so this is a policy.
I didn't bring mine.
Okay, so I have the old one. It's not really a policy. Okay. It's just something that's here. It's very minimal. But it's very small. It just says that no allowance of tutoring in the library.
No what allow?
Of tutoring in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go straight to it. I think it's up. I thought I had it marked here.
So basically, it's not that we're having a tutoring program.
Right.
It's no. That if somebody wants to use the facility
to provide tutoring services, you know, this is the policy that we have. And so we can go through this, and, you know, if you want to read through that policy that Shelly provided to us, and then I'll find what we have here. I read through and I thought it was very thorough. Especially if this is going to help our community.
Does this one really need to be called?
I had that as well on my other sheet. I had that as here. And that's the one where it talks about limited one reservation per.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. You made it.
Hi.
Come on over. You might want to write on the agenda.
Sure.
We're just reviewing the tutoring policy.
Okay.
That was provided to us from our director. So do you think that one as well, about the use of the study rooms?
Yeah, I think, is that because we don't want to call it out that they just reserve a room every day for,
because
and block it out for 5 hours, and
right.
This is their business.
And not only that, other patrons may want to utilize
yeah.
the room. So that's probably why she said one reservation per tutor per day. Because if it's the same individual that's providing the tutoring services.
Yeah, it's a two-hour session, so it's 2 hours per day.
We don't take any, no pay for this. No exchange of money between tutors. Here. This is a very minimal.
Okay.
This is what we have right now. Tutoring is not.
That's it?
It's allowed under the library following conditions. And so tutors may not use the facility as a business. No payment for service permitted. Tutoring must not interfere with library service. That's all we have right now.
Okay.
So this just provides a little more in detail, allowing for it to occur in the library. Because, I mean, if it's something that our community will need, as students, especially students, we have the high school right across the street from us, so we don't know if they need need some type of services or so, mm-hmm. so forth, and that limits, this particular policy limits that service.
Okay. So the one thing about the tutors may not publish or distribute advertisement. Do we have advertisements in here from other companies?
We have on the other side over here that I remember, and this is prior to the previous director. When you go from the front desk, you go around, there was a structure there that had different
bulletin
information.
Bulletin board type thing?
Not a bulletin board. It's like a shelf. So okay. I don't know if it's still there. Maybe we can check it out later. Right. We can check it now. But
okay.
I've seen where there's magazines, different things that are there from different businesses, but I don't know that it's us that's putting it there. I'm not certain. We would have to ask the director.
Because that's what I was wondering, that it, you know, if there was like a community board where people were putting up advertisements for like, you know, here, get your roof done, type of thing. Mm-hmm. If we have that, that's advertisement, then there would be no reason to ban or keep that from being on there.
We need to find that out from Shelley, from the director. Mm-hmm. So which one is that, the one about?
Yeah, it's the one above the no exchange of money. It's the tutors may not publish or distribute advertisement.
Okay.
Now, identifying the library as a place of their business is definitely...
No.
Yeah.
I saw two students in any given time.
Right.
Parents are trying to encourage to remain in the library with their child. I mean, I don't know if that... I mean,
if they're a teen, they're not going to want
They're going to have their parents there.
Right.
I would think that could be considered for underage children.
Mm-hmm.
So, we would want to say... Under what age? Do we specify the age?
I don't know.
It's
tough.
Or do we leave it as is? And
well, you just have encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially if it's, you know, mm-hmm. from across the street. If we have high schoolers who are coming in,
mm-hmm.
we know that parents aren't likely going to be there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was good.
Mm-hmm. So tutors being paid for their services may not reserve study rooms in advance. I don't understand that.
Well, there's a process for reservation for the study rooms.
Okay.
You can't just utilize it. You have to reserve the study room.
Right.
If it's not being used, I think they allow... Do they allow that?
Right. They allow them to come in.
If it's not reserved.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that tutoring sessions, that if they're being paid for your services, you cannot reserve a room in advance.
You can just... And they just wouldn't tell you.
Well, we wouldn't know that, but if
that means
that they can just come in and say, hey, I'd like to, you know, utilize a room.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're being paid and they want to reserve the room prior to their time of providing the service, it's stating that it's not allowed.
I don't understand that.
So does...
Which one?
The one above here says use of the study room for tutoring is limited to one reservation per tutor. But then down here, it says tutors being paid... may not reserve a room in advance.
I wish Shelley was here.
Yeah, so what does in advance mean?
Prior to the appointment time. Let's say if they told the... I'm just going off of what this is here.
So if you're being paid, you may not reserve a room. Otherwise, you may reserve a room. Because the only way to get a studying room is to reserve a room.
Right. So in advance. So that means that if you know, let's say you say, okay, we're going to meet at the library... such and such time, you know, you've already paid
right.
me. Let's meet at the library this time, and then they call prior to whatever time. I mean, this is just a scenario. I don't know what she meant by this, but I'm assuming this is what she meant. They call ahead of time mm-hmm. and reserve the room. But how would they know that
yeah,
they're being paid?
Unless they ask that, they legitimately ask.
We might want to ask what was the premise of this particular one, and how did this come about? Or do we want to remove that? We're the committee,
right.
But then we still have to, you know, present it back to the board. So, is this something that we want to eliminate, or?
Well, I'm okay with the
reservation.
I'm okay with the reservation. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we have documentation, the room is being utilized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to me, if they want to reserve the room for a 2-hour session,
mm-hmm.
And that's it, mm-hmm. then that's fine.
Right.
But if somebody says, hey, I want to reserve that room for 8 hours today,
no,
it's not going to happen.
Right.
But if they want to reserve a room ahead of time, that's fine by me.
Right, because that's how our patrons do.
Right, exactly. So I would just say to strike the one, you know.
Dental in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't tutors patrons, though?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Remember, anybody can come into the library,
mm-hmm.
and as far as utilizing the services, you would have to be a patron.
A patron, right. Mm-hmm. Which would include a study room, yeah?
Yes, if you request it. You have a library card?
Right.
And you request it? Yes. If you don't have a library card, I don't think that...
Can you reserve a room if you...
This is very vague. There's nothing here that says anything. Okay, well, let's go to room reservation. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I have my policy.
That's right.
Yeah. Had it, and I was like, oh, I won't need it.
That's okay.
That's what I get.
It's a lot to be through, but... Okay, so, reservation for the circulation... This up. Go back to that.
Yours is so color coded.
Well, this is how it was presented to me.
Oh, well.
Yeah, mine is too.
Oh.
Very.
And I just added
very
to
girly,
it.
I feel. I love it.
It's a lot to go through, but, you know. Okay, so. And I think we just updated that policy, I want to say, a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
I don't remember the updating.
The room reservation?
I don't remember that.
How many study rooms do we have?
Total?
Yeah.
Four, I think it is, upstairs. Mm-hmm. I mean, the downstairs.
There's one over
one
here.
One by the office, two on this side over here.
Mm-hmm. And there's then, one, is there one on the top floor over, I think there's one over on the top floor as well, isn't there? I can't remember. I think there is.
I think on the same floor up and down. So I think it's four.
Yeah.
We have to confirm that. Okay. What about this? But keep going. Anything else besides that one? Because this is the one that we're kind of working on right here. And I'm going to look up the room reservation.
Can I?
Here it is.
The one above it, may I ask? So the use of the study rooms for tutoring is limited to one reservation per tutor per day with a maximum of 2 hours per session.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm a tutor? I reserve it for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. That's my one reservation.
Mm-hmm.
But I have six people come in. Is that okay?
No, it's actually called out elsewhere.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
At the top. Tutoring session must be kept. No.
Yeah, where is it?
Tutors responsible for behavior, established communication.
Where is it? I saw it. Oh, here it is. Tutoring sessions will be limited to a maximum of two students at any given time.
At any given time. Mm-hmm. To me, that means...
Back to back?
No. To me, that means I can have one person or I can have two, but that's it at one time.
Yes.
Right. So
she's
what about
what
I'm? I don't have
times.
Back to back. What if I have two, then two? But I've taken the.
You mean like half hour sessions?
Correct.
That still fit within the 2 hours.
I still have that 2 hour.
Still have 2 hour
session.
And that would be right. Okay to me.
Okay. That's, me too. I would
as
be
long
perfectly
as
fine with
2 hours, because what happens is you don't want them to take up the room.
Yeah.
Just in case
correct.
Other, you know,
okay.
People
so they're not limited to only one or two people.
Right. Just those 2 hours.
So businesses
over
are not allowed to be
hours.
Run out of a public library. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to keep it to the point where this is being utilized.
Yeah.
But we don't want somebody to reserve, I want that one room for 8 hours per day or 6 hours per day.
Correct.
Or even four, you know, and you've got, you know, eight sessions going in there of tutoring.
Right.
You know,
and no one else is able to utilize the facility.
So that's
I think
why
this
is
why
like
she
this.
Put tutors
paid.
Being paid for their service may not reserve rooms in advance. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Meaning if it's open,
I mean,
then you can
use it.
If it's not open.
I think this
that's
is why.
Just not
because
clear.
It becomes, it becomes, and I can ask her, it has to be something with the law, library law, and I can clarify that with her, with Shelley, but... It's the reason why that's there. There's a reason.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Just don't know.
It's because of the business being...
Right.
Businesses can't be run out of a public space.
Right. Now, here's the meeting room.
Okay.
Meeting room policy. Make sure this is the updated one.
Right, because the meeting room policy should have it.
Priority for the use of the meeting room. Oh, wait, this is the meeting room. We're talking about the study room. Sorry,
right, no.
Sorry.
I was going to go on to the meeting room here, too, about can the meeting room be utilized for tutoring?
I don't think so, because then you open it up more. And it depends on the amount of...
I'd like to see high usage of the room, too.
And then how would you... Okay, group study room policy. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's four study rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You were correct. Two upstairs on the first floor and two on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
Inquiries reservations should be made respectively at each of the reference desks, either adult or youth. In addition to the rules of conduct, all library policies will apply to the group room. Okay. Rooms may reserve for, this is for group, not for tutoring. This is for group study room. Rooms may be reserved for 3 hours per group. Reservations accepted for groups only. A group is two persons or more.
Okay.
This is what our group policy for the study rooms. Mm-hmm. Reservations may be made by Yorkville Public Library and cardholders only. So this is probably why she specifically said they cannot reserve in advance, because unless they're a patron.
Right.
But if they're not a patron and they're doing it for tutoring, it cannot be reserved. Reservations may be made in person or by phone. Either one. If rooms not occupied 50 minutes after the time schedule will be made available to other patrons. So if somebody reserves it, they're not here, then whoever wants
after
to use
15
it
minutes,
use it.
That's a nice period of time, too. It's
and like walk-in use?
Right.
Walk-in use will be accommodated based upon availability.
So this is almost like a walk-in policy. Mm-hmm.
So walk-in policy will only be if it's available.
Okay.
And then priorities will be given to the library card holders.
Sure.
3 hours, we talked about that. Sessions may be extended one additional hour if no patrons are waiting to use the study room. But that's just for group study. So it's two different things. I think that's for group and then for this. And now this explains why she said cannot be reserved in advance. So do we want to make sure that we are in compliance with some library law with this?
Yeah, we need to know that we're not going to violate law. But
okay.
How do you know if a group session?
You don't.
Exactly.
You don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to police it.
No, no one's going to tell you. They're just going to say, I want a room and I want to reserve it. Here's my library card and I want to reserve the room. Mm-hmm. And so.
Right, I'm a patron. I want to reserve the room. I'm not going to tell you necessarily that it's a study for its. Unless they ask. Is it a study group? Is it a tutoring session?
And they
session?
Can't really ask.
Okay, well then.
They
really
can't really ask them what it's for.
I mean, most people do. Tell you anyway.
Yeah. And most of the rooms are utilized by some of the students that are studying too, and then some of the adults upstairs, sometimes they utilize the room. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So are we going to go back to her on this particular one, or are we good with that particular?
About the reserve in advance, is that the one? Yeah, we have to ask her if that's a policy, if that's a law, because I want to understand that.
Okay. And then the other one we want to know about the advertisement, right?
Yes. Because if other places can advertise here, tutors being paid for a service.
Okay.
I figured tutors, it says tutors may not publish or distribute advertisement, but I'm wondering if we allow others to advertise. Mm-hmm. Here, and I don't know if
that's what we want to know.
We want to know because then they should be able to advertise here as well.
But this says distribute.
Distribute.
Right.
So can they advertise here and that's it? Can they not advertise at all?
I think this is more about distribution.
Yeah.
Like if you're here passing out. Because if you go to some libraries, they do have bulletin boards with services. I don't know if we have one, but they do have bulletin board with services within their community. So
right, because when you go up the steps, there's an area right there halfway up the steps.
That has different flyers and different
I don't know if there's advertisements on it. I can't remember.
It's more about programming.
Yeah, I remember the programming.
They're utilizing that for programming for adult and children. But if that's something that we want to look into, we can certainly...
Right, because if the school, ultimately, if we're going to work in conjunction with the school, they would have to have some information
to
let people know that there are tutors available at the library or you could go there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's
another one here. So I have two. And then are we okay with any other one that we want to bring back to her or before we finalize this? Because that means we're going to have another brief meeting. And we'll pick a day before we're done. Tutoring session quiet story to the smell of the behavior must be this tourist. I think those were the only two that really, really stick out to me. The advance and then doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the no exchange of money. I mean,
do we have to call that out? Really?
I'm gonna ask because I'm only saying that because it's library law, we have to make sure that we're in compliance.
Yeah.
So I can ask if that's something that has to be in writing.
I'm guessing the reason is that they just don't want somebody, if there's theft of money, is my guess, is why that's
Well,
in
if
there.
You're exchanging but money, you're conducting business.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So it's a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably why it has to be there, because it's a transaction and it's business.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes, but I will clarify that. So the advertisement, the exchange of money, and the advance reservation. Are those the only three concerns that we have?
So we got tutoring sessions will be limited to a maximum of 2 students at any given time. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That doesn't crowd the rooms, you know. Cause
there's only 4. We only have
right.
4. Mm-hmm. We don't have like 6 and 8. We only have 4. But if it's done, and I think, it depends on how whoever it is that's tutoring conduct their sessions. I don't know if they need that time more or...
Does she want to add that 15 minutes if you don't show up within 15 minutes? Do we want to add that?
This from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yes.
And then I'm wondering, I don't know who put this together.
The director.
Okay. Do we want to kind of rearrange, like reorganize at all or no?
You mean you want to...
Like, because to me it says, like, you're responsible for the behavior of your students. Children must be under the direct supervision of a tutor. And then down here, parents are strongly encouraged to remain at the library. I kind of feel like...
They should go together.
Those belong together.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Sense.
So I feel like maybe...
moving this up. So
yeah.
All of the parent and the...
Here, I'll put them in the order in which I think they should probably go. And then just one more correction just to this. Tutors are responsible. It's the posture after students. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then...
Okay, that's perfect. That's number one.
And the rooms are not occupied after 15 minutes.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's kind of an important one to...
So we'll put all the... we'll put the parenting and all the other stuff in the beginning and then the operational at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
We're grouping into 2 different groups because...
Yeah.
Operations. So first we're saying, hey, you're responsible for this, parents, patrons. And then we talk about this is how we operate as in our tutoring. So
yeah,
we can rearrange it.
That was a good idea.
Yeah.
Otherwise it seems jumpy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see.
So then I'll ask her these questions of the 3 that we had and the additional. And then if she send me, I can rearrange it based on, and then
Okay. Everybody
can look at it. And then give it back to her. I don't know if she has a hard copy or not, but I'll find
out.
Okay,
perfect.
And then we can try to schedule another brief meeting to finalize it because we have to present it to the board for approval.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
So let me know any other changes or additions.
So one question is that do we want to, and this is still policy, do we want to talk about usage of this room as... like a group tutoring. I don't know if the school has group tutoring sessions as the school district or not, but we could potentially, you know, make this space available if, you know, if say between, you know, the school lets out at 2:30, I believe.
2:35,
yeah.
As long as there's no programming going on.
Right, as long as there's no programming going on, that the space could be open to, you know, if a group tutoring session. I think it's possible.
Listen, I think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be great. So group tutoring sessions, and we'll make sure that how she can word that and making sure that it doesn't interfere with mm-hmm. the operations. And then...
And that could be for this room.
Yes.
For the large room.
And then adding in about the not being available 15 minutes, then it goes to someone else,
mm-hmm.
and rearranging the structure of how it's presented,
mm-hmm.
and then finding out about the policy or library law based on the advance.
Yeah, it's just confusing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So then we will present this back to our director
mm-hmm.
and see how we can get these changes, and then we will have to meet again
mm-hmm.
within, I guess, a week.
Yeah.
Everyone has their schedule, so we can schedule now to make sure that we can do this and that Marlis is available.
Yeah.
So
Marlis, it is unbelievable to me that your name is Marlis, because my mother-in-law's name was Marlis. She was the only Marlis I had never known. Yes, her parents' names were Marjorie and Alice, and they combined them and made Marlis.
Wow.
And she had no middle name.
That's amazing.
So then we have our library. We want to be able to present this to the board, right,
uh-huh.
at our July meeting.
Which
so,
is on the 12th.
Which is on the 12th, so that's in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have to, would next Wednesday work for anybody again?
Now, Wednesday is a meeting here already.
It is?
Who's yeah, meeting? That's That's Russ's...
Not the facilities.
It's the community relations.
Okay. And what time is that meeting?
That is at 7.
Yes, 7.
But if we did...
Six would be fine.
Because this was not a long meeting, but
this is fine. It's fine with me. I don't know. I had received your email to my regular email address. I never received any other email.
Really? Because I saw you broadcast out, and that's really weird.
I don't even know where I would have looked.
Because I sent it first
under my,
to the... He was a group that was created, so I sent it to the group first, but then when I didn't get a response, I just resent the next morning to individual emails.
So strange. I didn't get it on my library one. I only have 3 messages from Shelley.
Okay.
So we need to check that.
We need to figure that out.
Unless it's just maybe my name was spelled incorrect. That's possible. It's a long name.
Well, I didn't type any names. It's all set up. I mean, it's all...
Yeah, Russ had set up everything.
We don't have to type in the email.
So
it's got to be the email address.
Now,
right?
Russ had put... I think
a group
together for the policy group.
Yeah.
He did rescind that because he saw there were some issues with all the ones he created. So now he went back but all the emails should go to everybody.
Yeah, they should, the policy.
I only got the
one
email
from
that
me.
You sent to my Comcast.
All right.
Email address.
So then you might want to have him look into the email.
Because I was going to say, I think I'm community relations too, and I haven't received anything about that.
Okay.
So,
well, we're going to go ahead and...
right, I'm sorry. Yes, yes.
We will adjourn this meeting.
Yes.
So we're meeting what next Wednesday? I'm sorry.
We'll make that after we adjourn.
Okay.